My fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world, you're listening to the Officer Jack McLam program again from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Well, it's Thursday here in the USA, and in Idaho County, we're having our political meeting tonight. We have one a week, and it's always exciting to get out with the people that love God and know who the true enemies of God and liberty are in this nation. And meet together and talk about God's will. How can we do God's will on this earth today when Lucifer and his minions are in control? How can we do it? Well, that's what we talk about at our political meetings here in this community once a week. And we pray and we salute the flag. And it's just wonderful, folks. I don't know if you get to go anywhere where you do that anymore, but it sure is wonderful. And I look forward to it each week that I can make it. Now, before we go on with the program, I want to tell you about the two talks that are coming up this weekend. We have We the People getting together there in McQueeny, Texas. I'll be speaking down there. There's a program starting at 2 p.m. at the Silver Eagle Tap House. And that's in McQueeny, Texas. And there's a contact number here. If you are going to be able to make it, or if you're going to have somebody you're going to call in McQueeny, Texas area, or Austin, or anywhere in the area, and say, get over to this program, because not only is Officer Jack McLam going to be speaking, but good old Green Beret, J.R. John Moore, is going to be speaking about the law and the New World Order, and Officer Jack McLam is going to be speaking about martial law in America. So I hope you can be there this Saturday, February 19th, and here's a contact number if you'd like to call and find out more about it. Call the area code 830-560-1709. That's 830, area code 560-1709. Hope to see you down there. And then on Sunday, we're going to Austin, Texas, and meeting a lot of wonderful friends there, people that love God and liberty there. And when we get back after the break here, our first break, I'll give you that information, and then we'll go to our guest, which I'm really excited about having on the program tonight. Be back after these important messages.
Flood. flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels, just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com. OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT-60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Jack McLam program. I'm that old cop retired up here in the great Rocky Mountains on with you tonight and just giving you the second part of our meeting in Texas this weekend. Saturday we're going to be in McQueeny, Texas, but Sunday we will be at the Fajita Warehouse in Austin, Texas on Highway 620 North. That's the Fajita Warehouse. That's some good food, by the way, folks. I wonder if they'll have fajitas there. I'll bet they will. On Highway 620 North in Austin, Texas. Here's a contact number for you if you can get over there. Once again, Officer Jack McLam and that great Green Beret, J.R. John Moore, will be speaking. It'll start at 1 p.m. for the Truth Seekers, as the name of the organization putting this on. And here's that contact number. You can call 512, area code, 577-5394. That's 512-577-5394. If you have friends or relatives down in that area that you'd like to have come by, we'd sure love to meet them. Okay, let's go now to our guest. We have a very important guest on with us tonight. Very, very important to all Americans to know that there are mighty fine good sheriffs around this land, sheriffs that are standing up for God and country and know who the enemies of God and liberty are. And we have one of those sheriffs on with us tonight. He's kind of got himself in a little trouble because he loves God and he loves freedom and he knows who the bad guys are. So I'm going to tell you that the sheriff of Marshall County, Alabama, Sheriff Mac Holcomb's on with us tonight. And he's in his third term as sheriff. And he's going to explain to us about the hot water he's in. But praise God, we've got another guy standing up for the people. And we're just happy and proud to have Sheriff Mac Holcomb on the line with us tonight. Brother Mac, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Well, it's good to be with you, Jack. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's our pleasure, believe me. As you know, we represent here at our two police and military associations literally thousands of police and soldiers that love God and freedom, Sheriff Mack, and we're honored to have you on. I'd like you to start, if you would, Sheriff Mack, about giving a little bit of your background about why you became the sheriff, and then we'll get into a wonderful letter that you put out. And it just, as they say, warms the cockles of my heart. Now, I never figured out where the cockles are in your heart, but it warms it up anyway, Max. So go ahead and start and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, Jack, I've been in law enforcement about 23 years. I ran on family values in 1994. Took office in January 1995. Ran on this specific issue because I saw the declining nature of things around the country, and also not only that, but the law could be enforced courteously and fair without any special interest, giving any special interest to people of social status.
Yes.
So, like I say, I took office in January 1995, and this is my third term. Jack, the good people of Marshall County have seen fit, knowing where I stand on these things, to flatter me by giving me a third term.
Must be some good people down there, brother, because you're causing a big stir down in that area. So hallelujah and praise God for the people in your county, too.
Yes, sir. I love our people here in the county. We have some big city newspapers, and we hear often about the liberal news media, and the editors, of course, have come out against my stand on homosexuality in particular in my letter that was on the web. Birmingham News saying that I was a disgrace to the badge. The Huntsville Times saying that I was a shame and disgrace to the state of Alabama. Of course, they're not in my county.
Yeah.
Birmingham's south of us. Huntsville is north of us. Larger counties and cities.
You're not a relative of Chief Justice Roy Moore, are you?
I would count it an honor if I thought I was related in any way, Jack.
It sounds like they're coming after you just like they came after him, brother.
Yes, sir. I was shocked, Jack, when this happened. I was down south. Alabama, I have a little place down there. When Hurricane Ivan come through, so I turned upside down, and my chief deputy and chief administration, Tina Brown, called and said, "Sheriff, we have a problem." And I said, "What's the problem?" Said, "This fellow from California has found your message on the web, and he's called all the news media and Fox News, MSNBC, all the local radio stations or TV stations, and has a problem with what I had to say about homosexuality." And I said, "Well, look, Tina, Chief, that's no problem. I didn't look for this. I'm sort of surprised that this got blown this much out of proportion, but I have no problem with people from Canada to Russia or anywhere on the face of the earth knowing how I feel about this."
Hallelujah, brother. What is it now that they got excited about? What is this terrible thing that you've done, Sheriff Mack?
Well, what I did in 1995, since I ran on family values, people put me in office knowing that, Jack. In 1995, I printed a message and put it out in our lobby talking about what I thought was the good old days. I come up in the 40s and 50s where a lot of these sins and things were not happening and were unheard of. And it was just an abomination, which it still is.
Yeah.
And we passed out thousands and thousands and thousands of these copies of this message to folks coming in to tour the jail and visitors, and never had a problem whatsoever. So I was sort of astonished that this hit news worldwide.
Well, tell us about this horrible thing you did, Sheriff Mack. Would you read the letter to him? I've got it up here on my screen. I'm on your website here.
Yes, sir.
Could you share that with the people coming from your heart and not from my heart?
I certainly will, Joe. I'd be proud to.
Okay.
Way I start is I'm proud of being an American and that I was fortunate to be born in Alabama. Of course, everybody's proud of their state, where they live. I know you are, Jack, surely.
Surely.
And the state that has motto, we dare defend our rights. I was raised in an era, 1940s as a child, and the 50s as a teenager, which I remember with great affection. During that era, love of God, family, and country abounded. Men were men and women were women, and there were no mistaking which were which. Excuse me. Both were proud of their individual roles. Homosexuality was very queer and a despicable act, an abomination. During this era, those parents who owned televisions didn't have to worry that their children might be subjected to filth on television, such as nudity, the use of God's name in vain, and other profanity, because it was unheard of. Parents could allow their children to go to a movie without having to screen it first, because the good guy always wore the white hat.
Yeah.
There was no question who the good guy was. Even the bad guy in the movie didn't use foul language. During that era, our nation had a conscience, including the television and movie industry. Children's school days started with the recitation of the Lord's Prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. It was a shame to break the law. Convicts worked our roadways in unmistakable clothing, black and white prisoner uniforms that clearly identified them as convicts. Their rights, the criminals, were to be sentenced to jail at hard labor as a retribution to victims of their crimes. The Ten Commandments were proudly displayed as a reminder that the real commander-in-chief and final judge is God.
Amen.
And that this nation was founded upon Judeo-Christian principle. Neighbors helped each other instead of jumping at a chance to file a lawsuit. A man's word was his bond. My word and bond to you, the citizen of Marshall County, is to do my very best to devote all my energy to do my part to return our society to the values that we once held dear. Please join me. I need your help. Our children deserve no less. Sheriff Mack Holcomb.
Boy, boy, you talk about evil, man. You got a bad attitude there, Sheriff Mack. Nowadays,
according to, I think, a minority from the emails and letters and stuff,
yes.
I apparently do, Jack.
How's the emails and everything coming in? What percentage are pro?
Well, it's really uplifting, to be honest with you. Outside of the big city newspapers, we have one in our county, and I wish your listeners, if they'd take the time to help me with this, would email the Birmingham News and the Huntsville Times and the Arab Tribune.
Arab Tribune, huh?
That's okay. A city in our county.
Well, listen, brother, we can get that done. I know there's listeners right now that would just love to email these people for you. So hold that thought there, Sheriff Mack, and we'll be right back after this break.
Okay, Jack.
Okay. Folks, you're listening to the Officer Jack McLamb program, and we got another American hero on with us tonight, and we're proud to associate with this great servant of the people. We'll be right back.
Today, the media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a dangerous cold and flu season. What will you do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative with 7 years of clinical studies called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and to be at least up to 300% more effective than any other silver product on the market. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, eye, ear, and respiratory infections, and many more, yet completely safe for everyday use by children and adults of all ages. Call International Health now for a complete information pack with CD at 800-974-1879. Let the power of supercharged silver protect you and your family. That's 800-974-1879. We're so sure it works. In fact, we guarantee it. Call 800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks. And we've got one of our dear brothers on that understands his duty. When he took his constitutional oath, he even knew at that time that this nation was founded as a Christian nation and that his oath would be taken to the foundations of this nation. The Constitution was based on the Word of God. And we have Sheriff Mac Holcomb on with us. He's the marshal. He's the sheriff of Marshall County, Alabama. And he's just read an incredible letter to us, and I want him to give out his website where you can get a copy of that letter, folks. And understand, as I tell you almost every time I open this program, that our two police and military associations here represent literally thousands of police and soldiers that love God and love freedom and love this constitutional republic that we're supposed to be under. This happens to be one of them. And Sheriff Mack, we want to figure out now how we can get our listeners to email these publications. Give us an idea. Now, one thing I was thinking, if there's two or three newspapers there, if you were to give out your email, if you have email and they were to write to you and say, hey, we want to help you, Sheriff Mac, could you send out the information to these the emails of these stations here, or what do you think, Sheriff Mac?
Well, yes, sir. I'll tell you, I had to move this, Jack. Very reluctantly.
Okay.
Excuse me. Judge Roy Moore, you're familiar with the Ten Commandments.
Oh, yeah.
Had trouble with
sure.
ACLU.
That's true.
He ran up $600,000 worth of legal fees, the ACLU did, and Judge Moore's supporters had to pay that bill back. So, you know, I'm just being a lowly sheriff. My wife and I just don't have anywhere near that kind of money. So sure. I had to move it to a private website, Jack. And before I give you that, let me tell you that some of these, we had a 80% pro-family, 20% negative from the homosexual community. And people resented what I had to say. And of the 20%, not all, Jack, but a lot of it was very, very vulgar. Wishing me death wishes, hope you die in a car wreck, wish you would die so we get on with our lives. And it was uplifting to know that 80%, we received emails from Canada, from England, even, believe it or not, from California.
I get it. Yeah.
And New York. And New York State, New York City.
Yeah.
So there's good folks everywhere.
There sure are.
And bad folks everywhere. I know we got some bad. I like to think everybody here is good folks, Jack, but we've got criminals. I got jail full right now. So.
Oh, yes. Well, what I'm thinking, Sheriff Mac, is I want you to give out these emails for these publications, but it would take us probably about 10 minutes on the show to do it. These doggone emails are long and lengthy.
Yes,
I'm wondering if they were to contact you somehow, could you email them the emails that they would go ahead and contact for you? And also, maybe give a little paragraph of what you'd like them to say. Now, they can make it up themselves, but a little bit of the gist of what you'd like to have them say to these publications, or they can wing it, you know, but obviously they've mistreated you, which being establishment publications is not surprising whatsoever, but we would like to help you by contacting them, and so how's the best way for us to get that information from you?
Jack, probably I can give the name of the newspapers that really gave me a hard time.
Okay.
And I don't know whether it would probably be better if they directly sent letters to them, because we would get emails saying we're sending this to the Birmingham News, which is the state's largest paper.
Okay.
Now, that's the one that said I was a shame and disgrace. I had shamed the badge.
Yeah, I'd like to get I want to get one out to them, too. It's the Birmingham, what is it again?
Birmingham News.
News. Birmingham News, and that's in Alabama there.
Yes, sir. Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay.
Then north of us in Madison County is Huntsville Times.
Huntsville Times in Madison County.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And then the one in our county, the only one that really fits the fit with me, and also, the one in Huntsville said that I had shamed the state of Alabama. And also, our local paper, the one I'm talking about, the Arab Tribune, also the associate editor wrote an editorial saying that I was ashamed to our state.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to see them flooded with letters from our people.
Yes, sir. I would very much appreciate that.
Brother Mac, yes, okay. All right. Well, we'll take care of that. We'll get a hold of these publications now. The Arab Tribune, was it?
Yes, sir.
Is in Marshall County there in Alabama.
Uh-huh. Okay. In Arab Tribune, Arab, Alabama.
Oh, it's a place called Arab, Alabama.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good.
In Huntsville, Alabama, Huntsville Times.
Listen, Sheriff, if you don't mind, it's at the bottom of the hour here. We're going to take a little break. But would you mind if we open the phone lines up when we get back and see if anybody would like to speak with you?
Oh, I'd love to, Jai.
Very good. Very good. Folks, the phone lines are open when we get back. That number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. You can talk to the sheriff that we would all like to have as the sheriff of our county. Be right back after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for RBN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
Back, and you can see while I'm excited, I mean, you know, for 24 years, our organization here, Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues, have been reaching out across this nation and many times across the world to reach the hearts and minds of police officers and soldiers that love God and freedom and give them educational material and get them excited about turning from being a servant and protector of the system, as many of us are trained to do today, the servants and protectors of the people again. So we're real excited to have our dear Sheriff Mack on with us now. And also, Sheriff Mack, I want to tell him the little story of how we were brought together. It's really exciting how God moves across this land, brother. I was listening, just caught the tail end of a program of a Kelly McGinley, I think it is, who has a radio talk show, a wonderful young lady. And you were on there, and I heard just the tail end of the program, and I told my secretary, Carol, I said, Carol, have you heard of this guy? Look him up in our sheriff's book. I want to get him on my radio program. And she said, boy, that name sounds familiar, Sheriff Mack Holcomb. And she goes to her desk, and guess what? Somebody there in Arab, Texas, had, Alabama there, had sent you or asked us to send you a videotape. And so it was really exciting to know that at the very moment that I was asking her to look you up, we had a sheriff's video to send out to you. And so that's how we met. You know, she gave me your phone number and we called. But, brother, it just was meant to be, I think, Sheriff Mack, that we were brought together.
Well, it's a blessing for my part,
yeah. Jack. Yeah. Well, we have a couple callers on the line here. We have Jimmy in Texas. Let's go to Jimmy real quick. Jimmy, you're on with Sheriff Mack Holcomb.
Hey, Sheriff Mack, good to talk to you. And Jack, once again.
Oh, good to hear from you, Jimmy.
I just wanted to say it's an honor to have a gentleman like yourself out there as a sheriff, and I am jealous, as I imagine many people across the country are that are listening to the show, that we don't have you in my county here, but I guess we'll have to make do with what we got.
Oh, that's so nice. That's so flattering, Jimmy.
We'll, Jack, we'll have to get one of your videos to our new sheriff here. He's a veteran of the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission, so I don't have a lot of faith that he's going to do much good, but I guess there's always a chance that maybe your video is just what he needs to snap out of it. Well, thanks for taking the call, guys.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy, and thank you so much, buddy. Thanks for what you know, people say sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. You know, I think that's the biggest lie that was ever perpetrated, because words do hurt, and kind words like yours do help, Jimmy, and thank you so very much.
Well, hey, we'll have the letter campaign going to these newspapers.
Thank you so much, buddy.
Hey, Jimmy, thank you, buddy. Thank you so much. Yeah, when a brother's being kicked, and he shouldn't be kicked, we need to get on board. So, Jimmy, thanks a lot. Okay, let's go to Harold in Tennessee. Harold's in Tennessee. Harold, come on the show here, brother.
Hey, Jack, how are you doing?
Doing fine, doing fine.
And Mike, how about you?
Doing fine, neighbor. You right next to me here.
Oh, yeah, I'm an old hillbilly up here on the banks of Tennessee River.
That's great. I love your state.
Yeah, crappie fishing getting pretty good.
You got a pretty good football team up there, too.
Well, I don't know about football. I don't pay no attention. I don't like ball games. I got fishing to do.
Right.
Good idea.
Hey, Mac, you sound like a great sheriff.
Well, thank you, sir.
Too bad we ain't got more of you.
Well, thank you, buddy. That's awfully nice of you to say. And as I told Jimmy a while ago, this just words like yours sort of pump me up, make a fellow want to go back to work again tomorrow.
But anymore, all we're getting is these little young whippersnappers, and they get that little tin plate on their chest and that little pistol on their hip, and boy, they think they're somebody.
Yes, sir. Jack and I have experienced that through the years. I know Jack has. And my term for it is badge heavy. Yeah. They think that badge makes them some kind of a god or something.
I like to grab up and whoop around a little.
Right. Well, I hope I don't have it in my department like that. If I do and I find out, I don't think they'll be with me very long.
Well, that's about all we got up here in the Moritz.
Yeah, that's
I mean, it's a shame. I mean, yeah. People have done lost all respect for them because they're worse than the criminals because they got the legal right, or they think they've got the legal right to do things that we don't.
Well, I ask our officers, I say, you know, throw your hand up at folks and wave at them. Let them know you're their friend, you know. And if they're doing this, I say, you know, be careful about your speeding tickets. See, if they're 5 miles over speed limit, you know, if you're going to stop them, pat them on the arm and say, slow down, it could save your life. Because do you ever break the speed limit? And yes, I do. I said, well, then how in good conscience can a fellow just barely going over the speed limit or a minor thing like that, how can you in good conscience give him a ticket?
But these up here, they're just plumb snotty. You know how they think they're better than the average common folk.
Yes, sir. Well, you know what I say, you know, my answer to that is in all professions we have smart addicts, like you say, and we have our share in law enforcement, and all Jack and I can do is just apologize for that. Because
yeah, I know I'm not getting on you two about it, but you know,
yeah,
the way it is.
We hear that a lot, Harold, and it's a sad thing. It hurts us when we hear it, but we know it's true.
Yeah, we're thinking about moving down there, if you're that good a sheriff.
Well, come on down, buddy. We'd be glad to have you.
Okay.
You guys would get along good, Harold. Okay, Brother Harold, thanks.
We're
going
to be writing a few letters to the papers.
Oh, that's good.
I certainly would appreciate that. Thank you.
And let them know how we feel about you and how we feel about them.
Well, I certainly do appreciate it.
No profanity at them or nothing, but, you know, just kind of let them know we disagree with them.
Well, thank you. That'll help a great deal for Jack's cause, my cause, your cause, all Christians' cause that want to stand up for God and the truth.
Yeah. Because God-fearing man, he's going to wind up in one place, and them girly boys going to wind up in the place where they don't want to be.
Well, I was on a radio talk show, I think Jack's is my favorite one, but I was on one unbeknown. It was a lesbian homosexual show. They didn't tell me that before they contacted me, and they inferred that Jesus Christ and Abraham Lincoln were homosexuals, and it was just, I mean, used some terrible, terrible language, and
wow.
I just told them, I said, the talk host's name was Michael something out of New York City, and I told him, I said, Michael, obviously you're of that persuasion as your listeners, and I'm going to tell you, God will forgive any sin. But, Michael, if you and the people that are practicing what you are don't repent, you're going straight to hell.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And he pitched a fit. I told the Rotary Club the other day, I talked about this, and I said he pitched a homosexual fit, I reckon. he got really, really
upset.
Cussing and using language, really foul language.
Yeah, but God won't forgive, but one sin he won't forgive, and that blasphemy of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir, that's right.
Yeah. Hey, Harold, thank you for calling in, brother. You call back again, okay?
Okay, and I sure enjoy listening, you fella.
Yeah, and thank you,
all
Harold.
The RBN Network DJs, I enjoy listening to every one of you.
Well, thanks, Harold. And listen, thanks for helping Sheriff Mack, too. Appreciate it, brother. All right, let's go now to... Paul, you told me somebody else was on the line.
Danny in Pennsylvania.
Danny in Pennsylvania. Danny, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program. You're on with Sheriff Mack. Oh, okay. Danny dropped off.
Hello.
John. Who is this now?
This is John in Tennessee.
Oh, John in Tennessee. Okay, John, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Jack. I appreciate the show, Sheriff. It's truly an honor to talk to you, sir.
It's an honor to talk to you. You're another Tennessee volunteer, right?
Well, I'm a transplant, but I'm proud to say that I'm a Tennessean.
Right, absolutely.
I live outside of Nashville. But what I wanted to say, you know, is it takes a lot to call right right and wrong wrong. You're in a position in office, and I appreciate what you're doing. You know, if you want to attack, if anyone wants to attack a building or a religion or a Christian belief, you go at it from the foundation. If you want to bring the building down, you go through the foundation. And I may not be making this clear, but what I'm getting to is that you know that this nation was founded on Christian principles. Whether anyone wants to admit it or not, the Bill of Rights, their Constitution, founding fathers said that they believed that each man was endowed by his Creator with certain inalienable rights. And for anyone that thinks that our rights aren't derived from God, that means they're derived from man. And if man gave them to us, he can take them away from us. So it's important that we realize, you know, homosexuality and all the things that you're dealing with in the Birmingham area or the Arab, Alabama area, we're all dealing with, and it takes a real man to be able to stand up and call wrong wrong. And when you said earlier that sticks and stones would break your bones, but names would never hurt you, the only thing that we leave this world with when we go to the final time and meet our maker and, you know, our judge is, what did we do with our name? That's all we have is to leave is a heritage to our kids, is our good name. And for someone to say that you have disgraced the state of Alabama or that you're not fit for the office of sheriff, and don't you believe it for a second, I think anyone with any kind of sense of right and wrong, they know it's not true, and I know that you know it's not true.
Well, thank you so much for those comments. Outside of these editors, and we know the news media across the country are very, very liberal and would like to bring Christianity down, I think it's the goal of most of them. But we've had nothing but, when I go to like our super Walmarts and places like that, I've had nothing but favorable comments in our county. So,
I know that there's a lot of people, there's a need for your office. So not every person out there necessarily a good individual or a Christian or whatnot, but those that know what right is and know what wrong is and know that homosexuality or drug abuse or anything else like that, that we know right from wrong. You're not a sheriff in my state, but I am proud that you're a sheriff in Alabama. And I hope that my sheriff up here in Dixon County, Tennessee, is, if he's half the man of God that you are, then I'd be happy. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you, sir. That's so flattering. And you're not far from me and the other gentleman from Tennessee. And I hope someday to meet Jack and everybody listen. If you ever, y'all come.
Yeah, amen.
Come see us.
Yeah, let me say this, Sheriff Mack. I go around the country and give these speaking engagements like I'm doing this weekend. And if the people of Tennessee and Alabama there, the good people, want to invite me down to speak, I'd just love to have you on the platform with me and speak a little bit, and we could be called the deadly duo to these people that hate God and hate America.
Jack, I'd like to share that platform with you.
That would be a lot of fun, brother. So maybe somebody will be listening down there, and they'll say, hey, we could put that together. And they'll give us a call.
Absolutely.
Know?
Absolutely, Jack. I'd love that.
Wonderful. Okay, folks, the phone lines are open to talk to Sheriff Mack. Don't forget the number there. It's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. Sheriff Mack, I have some notes here from our program we did the other morning. And I've got here Canada, homosexual Canada, using God's name in vain. What was that about? It just slipped my mind, but you brought something up like that. What was it you had brought up?
Jack, there was a fellow that I had a note on the door here, on my little file outside the door, that a gentleman wanted to make an appointment to speak with me.
Uh-huh.
I'd been extremely busy, and just so happened, I think the day that we talked, he came in person to see me. He was the equivalent of our Christian coalition in Alabama.
I see.
And I guess across the nation, hopefully a Christian coalition operates across the country.
Uh-huh.
But he came to see me, and he is moving to Marshall County. He said that he had picked this up on the web, read about it in a newspaper, and he said he was leaving Canada. He said, they have passed a law. Now, this is according to him, and I have no reason not to believe what he had to say.
Uh-huh.
Because I know that England is Canada, very, very liberal.
Yes, it is.
That if you say any, is hate crime type bill.
Uh-huh.
If you say anything against homosexuality, then you're breaking the law and can be jailed for it.
Yes.
So he said, I've worked as hard as I can. I'm running my head into a brick wall. I'm moving to your area. And I said, well, brother, welcome aboard. We use folks like you.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Yeah, now I recall, brother, because we talked then briefly about our dear Christian brothers in Pennsylvania, there in Philadelphia, that have just been arrested for going to a homosexual parade and handing out tracts about the Lord Jesus Christ, words about homosexuality, and speaking, or trying to speak anyway, and the police arrested them under the new Pennsylvania hate crimes, and five of those people are being prosecuted and are looking at 47 years in prison for just passing out Christian tracts and for speaking the homosexuals about God loves them and they don't want to see them go to hell. So, that's what
I don't see. You know, Jack, I can't see anything hateful about that. That's trying to save their souls. You know.
Yeah, that's love.
Absolutely
people,
is.
You know. Yeah. Okay, let's go to Tennessee. My goodness gracious, Tennessee is rocking tonight. Let's go to Judy in Tennessee. How are you, Judy?
I'm doing just fine. And let me tell you something. You remember that old thing? They say if you build it, they will come.
Yes. Uh-huh.
If you will announce it, we will come.
Amen, sister.
Now,
okay.
We will be there.
Okay, so
and that I've heard that too about Canada, and I've heard it's also so in Australia.
Yeah, Judy, did you want to hang on, or is that about it?
I think that's probably about it. I'll let somebody else talk.
Can I say hello, Judy? Thank
yeah,
you
go
for
right
calling.
Ahead.
Okay, you take care.
All right. Okay, we're coming up on a break. Be right back, folks.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Never enough time, folks, when we're just enjoying ourselves so much. Sheriff Mack, we've just got a couple minutes left, but we do have I don't know if it's a brother or sister in Texas or not. We've got Gene on the phone from Texas. Come on with Sheriff Mack.
Howdy, this is Gene Crowley here in Austin, Texas.
Okay, Gene.
Hey, Gene.
Yeah, I'd like to salute the both of y'all. I'm very proud to know that the both of y'all have been out there. I've been listening to your show, Sheriff, for years now. I'm the chief of security out here at the Lady Bird Johnson Research Center.
My goodness, great.
This is the first time I've ever called in, and I'm looking forward to seeing you this Sunday. But I wanted to get back with Mr. Sheriff Mack there and tell him just to keep up the good work and forge forward. We're behind you 100%.
Thank you so much, buddy. And could I, while I'm at it, Jack, give you the email so maybe I get some of these good words through email?
You better believe it. Yeah, go right ahead.
All right, sir. It's just all one word, sheriff at marshallco.org. Sheriff at marshallco.org.
So it'd be for Marshall County, it'd be Marshall CO.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
Marshall
give it,
CO.
Oh. Give it one more time.
Okay. Sheriff, I'll just spell it out. Sheriff at Marshall, MarshallCO .org.
Okay, good deal. All right.
I'd be very pleased, like we was talking about those words, all these good responses I'll take to my grave with me, Jack.
Great. Wonderful. Gene, thank you for calling in from Texas there, brother.
God bless the both of y'all.
Okay, thank you. Hey, we got a Rodney on from Texas, too. Texas is rocking tonight with Christian Patriots. Come on here, Rodney.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Rodney.
Pleasure to talk with both of you.
Yeah, we got about 30 seconds or so, brother.
Well, I just want to make this real quick. I really appreciate this gentleman and his Bible-based faith and the way he centers everything around the way he's a sheriff, around his faith. And I just want to ask one question to all of his detractors. What's wrong with hating what God hates and loving what God loves according to the Bible? It says it right there in Psalms 97, verse 10. Hate what God hates and love what God loves. And this man sounds like that type of individual. Sir, keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, sir.
Rodney, thank you, brother. Every time you call in, you make a lot of sense. So thanks for calling in, okay? All right. Well, Sheriff Mack, this has been an absolute pleasure. And I just respect you so much, and I would just love to meet you one day. Maybe some listeners out there will put us together a meeting when we can get down there and just talk to the good people of Alabama and Tennessee and those people in the area. And maybe that'll happen. We'll just say a prayer about it, Sheriff Mack, and we'll see what happens, okay?
Absolutely, Jack. And thank you and your listening audience so much for flattering me by having me on your show.
Oh, it's our pleasure, believe me. You're a hero to us, Sheriff Mack, and we'll just keep you in prayer, too. I'm asking all the listeners out there, keep him in prayer, because he's going through some hot times right now. But let me tell you what, that brother's up to the challenge, and we thank you, Sheriff, for standing up for God and country.
Thank you, Jack, and God bless you and all the folks in your audience.
Okay, we'll talk to you again now.
Yes, sir.
Great evening. Okay, folks, that's it for the Officer Jack McLam program. Thanks for being with us tonight, and look forward to being with you tomorrow. And don't forget, this old cop in the Great Rocky Mountains truly does love you, America. I truly do. Have a good night.
Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200.
That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.